Karen, who's calling us from Bellevue.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for waiting.
I have had some hair thinning of late,
mm-hmm.
and also itchy scalp with it. And I was wondering, is there anything that can be done to stop it or get rid of the itchy scalp?
Well, let's start with hair loss, because that usually bothers people more than an itchy scalp if it gets bad. That is the hair loss. Now, am I correctly guessing that you're likely over 50 years old?
Yes, I just turned 79.
Okay, ma'am. Well, one thing to consider checking for is that when we're 79, any of us, according to the Mayo Clinic, no less, who published an article about 3,400 people who'd been studied for this problem in 1932. And by the way, the situation's gotten a little worse because of modern civilization. So what did they publish? They published that by the time we all got to be 60, half of us didn't have enough acid made by our stomachs, so we didn't digest our proteins properly, as well as the rest of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that is something that just sometimes comes with time. Now, also, there's certain diseases that can do it to us. But remember, by the time we get to be 79, if we're guys, our testicles aren't making as much testosterone. And if we're ladies, our ovaries aren't working anymore. And one of the other things that's used over and over and over and over again is our digestive tract. And the stomach sometimes just says, well, that's enough. I'm not making any more hydrochloric acid and pepsin. Or I should restate that to say I'm not going to make as much hydrochloric acid and pepsin as I did. Now, if that's the case, what it has to do with hair loss is the proteins are not broken down adequately into amino acids. And amino acids are the things that build hair. They're the precursors of any protein in the body, the muscle and anything else that's protein. And when the body doesn't have enough amino acids to make certain very key repairs, let's take heart muscle. That's really a key repair. We've got to have the amino acids for that, or we won't be here anymore. Mm-hmm. What the body does is it acts like a good army quartermaster, and it sends all the supplies to the most important places. And the places that don't really need supplies, because we can get along without them, such as our hair, we can live without our hair, they don't get it. So they don't get the supplies of amino acids. So one thing you might do is consider checking with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. They can run a blood test that checks to see if your amino acids are low, because if they are, I'm sorry, you're going to lose your hair. And they can also counsel you about what to do about to test for and or work with low stomach acid. And that's so common at 79, so that's consideration number one. I'll go on to consideration number two, and that is, you've heard of things called androgens. They're testosterone and DHEA. Now, androgens are hair growers. That's why us guys are sometimes so hairy, we're thought to be hairy apes. And on the other side of things, if a lady's testosterone is too high, she'll start to grow a mustache. She wouldn't want that. But women and men at 79, our DHEA levels are sometimes so low we can't find the stuff. DHEA, according to all the textbooks, gets into a peak production by the adrenal glands at age 30. And it goes into a fairly rapid decline. And by 50, it's usually down to less than half of what it was at age 30. And when we measure it in people who happen to be 79, we frequently can hardly find the stuff. And DHEA can help us keep the hair we got. It will help us grow a little more hair, but it will not give you a mustache. Whereas testosterone is the one that might give a lady a mustache. So those are two things to look into that are not uncommon just because of time of life. Namely, lack of acid in the stomach. And secondly, not enough DHEA being secreted by the adrenal glands. Now, getting on to the itch, ma'am. That one might, I hope we get lucky, be easy. There's this wonderful book out there called Folk Medicine, F-O-L-K Medicine. And if you ever want to read it, it was written by a Dr. D.C., as in direct current, but those are his initials, D.C. Jarvis, J-A-R-V-I-S. In the 1950s, it sold 2 million copies. So you can find it cheap online in the used book search engines. And Dr. Jarvis told us that he learned, well, all us doctors learn from working with people. We're not that smart that we know everything. He learned from some of the people he was working with that they had an itchy scalp. They would start rinsing their hair instead of with water, with vinegar. And then they would just towel that off. And sure, the towel smelled like vinegar, but who cares? You can put it in the washing machine if you want. Mm-hmm. And after doing that for a while, their scalps were a whole lot less itchy. And Dr. Jarvis then explained it in scientific terms by pointing out, I'm not kidding you, ma'am, that Adam and Eve did not use shampoo or soap. And so their skins were slightly on the acid side, which is the way skin should be to stay healthy, because otherwise the wrong kind of germs grow. All right, but we don't want to give up using soap and shampoo, but we don't want those wrong kind of germs either. So what do? Well, we make our skin more acid, and vinegar is not going to kill anybody. So you just rinse the hair thoroughly with vinegar, towel off, don't rinse it with water after that. And I've passed that along from Dr. Jarvis for years now, and it works for most people with itchy scalps. It takes a couple, 3 weeks to start working, but that's how long it takes to discourage the bad guy germs that are making you itch.
Well, if I come into your clinic, who would you recommend that I see?
Okay, well, let's see here. Just about anybody, because this thing of hair falling out, when we're 79, whether we're male or female, it's going to happen. I mean, we know that's going to happen. Let's see. Are you in Pennsylvania, ma'am?
No, I'm in Bellevue.
Oh, my mistake. I'm reading the wrong line here. Okay. Well, we've had to close the clinic in Redmond. So, why don't you check in with Dr. Russell or Dr. Persa in Tukwila? They're both ladies. And sometimes ladies like talking with other ladies better.
So, I could be low in stomach acid.
Yes, ma'am. In fact, there's a good chance of that with the hair falling like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it hasn't come out in clumps. It's just over maybe...
Yeah, over time.
I've noticed some thinning.
Yeah. This is not the type of hair loss that comes out in clumps. That one's called alopecia.
Yeah.
But this is just hair thinning out, Dr. Persa or Dr. Russell, they both know all this.
And what type of vinegar, the apple cider or the regular?
Funny thing, but whichever one you like best, it's the acetic acid in the vinegar that does the job.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.